Hi there, welcome back to lesson two, Connections with Spirit. Let's learn how to build some connections with your loved ones in heaven. I know that a lot of you might think that this is really, really hard. But one of the things that I find when I'm teaching my students about being a medium and connecting with spirit on the other side is that it's actually so, so simple that we make it hard. We complicate it. Your mediumship abilities and your intuition all work through your imagination. So if you can't actually just let go and allow yourself to feel things and see things and hear things, if you can't just imagine and let go, that's one of the first things that I would tell you that you should work on is your imagination. Now, how can you work on your imagination? Well, there's several different ways. One of them is to go back and play with kids' toys, play with Play-Doh, play with Lego. Another one is to meditate. Try watching cartoons or really getting back and connecting with your childlike self. When you do that, you'll find that you've actually just kind of removed some of your ego and stereotypical, very adult way of thinking to allowing yourself to just really relax and move into a space and into a frame of mind that feels like it flows with the energy of spirit, which flows through the energy of your imagination. You see, it has to work through your imagination because there's no ego that lives there. Otherwise, you'll be judging everything. You'll be telling yourself that's not real. It doesn't work like that. I don't know why that showed up. You'll be making excuses and reasons for everything because that's essentially what your ego wants to do. And one of the most common ways to connect with your loved ones on the other side is to ask for signs. But the thing is that you have to remember that it takes spirit time to be able to bring those signs to us and around us. So it's not like you can ask to see a pink envelope or a pink elephant and expect that to show up by the end of the day. I don't know about you, but where I live, there's not pink elephants floating around. But if you said to spirit, you know, show me a pink elephant within a few days, then I bet that spirit would get creative to draw your attention to things, to look at things or to notice things that maybe you wouldn't otherwise, such as a sign or in a magazine or on a TV show. You can be creative. Coins, birds, feathers, rainbows, all of those things are pretty common signs from spirit. But you can be as creative as you want. Make the cupboards tap three times. I'll notice, I'll listen, I'll pay attention, and then give the spirit on the other side that doesn't have a physical body the time to actually make that happen. Another way to build a connection is by writing in a journal. You see, when we're writing, we have to slow down our thoughts because our hand only moves so fast. It doesn't tend to work the same way when you're typing, but if you're writing in a journal, and I recommend that you start writing in a quiet, tranquil, peaceful place. And I recommend that you start writing and you just start writing to someone. It can be dear dad or dear mom in heaven, whoever it is that you want to talk to, even God, spirit, higher power. Start writing to them and communicating with them just about things that happened in your day. You know, I got up this morning, I had Lucky Charms for breakfast, and however your day went. And what you'll notice as you're writing and as you're going through this process, you'll start to notice that you're starting to let go of things and you're starting to talk about the real things and you're starting to get into a connection or a flow where you might even start to feel like you're hearing their answers back to you about your questions. Here's where your ego comes in, because when you get an answer in your mind, which is like a thought that interrupts the other thoughts in your mind, you might start to think, I'm making this up or this doesn't make sense. The truth is, it does make sense, and it is spirit. It's just that simple. Remember what I said? Simply simple. Another thing that you can do to connect with your loved one is to visit some old places maybe that you went with them. Say a favorite restaurant or a childhood home. It could be that you had a connection with horses and so you go find some horses that you can connect with. Lots of times when you go to the spots or places that you love together or that you shared memories, you will feel them. You'll feel their presence with you. You'll be pulled back into the memories, into the smells, and into the moments. And that's just a way to kind of pull them in around you. Something else you can do is look at photos And when you look at photos of them, it'll drum up memories and moments and laughter and smells. And it's just about, it's not that you're living in the memory, it's that you are jarred by the memory or you're triggered by that memory. And then it can pull you into that space where you suddenly start to feel your loved ones are around you. That's something new since my dad has passed, I've noticed, is that when I look at his photos, I'm drawn to the memories of being a child and to those moments, and that's when I can really feel him and hear him with me. Something else that a lot of people I notice don't do, but I wish they would do because I think it would build a very strong connection with your loved ones, is to make a memorial spot on your property or in your home. Whether this is an altar or shrine, as some people call it, that has their photos and has their things, or whether it's a place out in nature that you go and sit and connect with them. It could be a bench. It could be, you know, a spot in the living room that's over the mantle. But making a memorial spot for them is a wonderful thing to do because you can go there and light a candle, which is like turning on a light switch in heaven. You can light some incense. You can say a little prayer and you can talk to them. And that was one of the things that I had always said to my husband is that should I pass away when my children were small, I thought that I might want to be buried because I always felt like my kids would need a place to go. My kids would need a connection. They would need a place to talk to me. And I think that is really important to have that spot or to have that place, that special place to connect. The other thing is setting up a schedule to talk to them, setting up a schedule to meet with them, to talk to your guides, to talk to your angels, to talk to your loved ones in spirit, and just letting them know, hey, we do this every night at 9 o'clock, or every time I'm in the bath, I talk to my mom, or every time I go for a walk, I talk to my cousin. Setting up a schedule so that spirit knows that you and her or you and him are going to be having that conversation also can create a deeper connection to spirit. It's something that you do all the time, and the energy will just continue to build and continue to grow. The biggest thing I can tell you about communicating with your loved ones is to think outside the box. And that's something that I learned after my dad passed. I started getting a lot of dragonflies, and then I started thinking, why dragonflies? Like, that's just not the sign that I thought that my dad would send me. I don't know what I thought. I didn't really, you know, I was like, maybe it'll be coins, like something a little bit more masculine. I guess I always connect dragonflies with female, you know, more feminine. But my dad chose dragonflies, and now I have this beautiful dragonfly sphere holder that sits on my altar that I happen to just find in an antique store, and that's my memory and my connection to him. He uses dragonflies as a way to communicate with me. But something interesting is that in the heat that we've been having where I live, normally there are quite a few dragonflies and we rarely see them. So the cool thing is now when they come around, they either land on my knee or they stay closely connected to me. So you have to be willing to think outside the box. Don't be so structured that, you know, spirit is going to look like this and it is going to feel like this when I connect with my loved ones. If you're willing to just sort of see outside of things, you know, communicating with spirit is like, you know, those drawings or those paintings or those things on social media. And it's like, I don't know, it's like a picture, but it's all like blurred and it's like a maze. And you have to like soften your eyes to be able to really, there's a word for this that I'm not thinking of, but you have to soften your eyes to be able to really see what the picture is beyond what the picture, the mess, I don't even know what the word is, beyond what the graphic is showing you. Somebody email me and tell me what the word is. Anyway, that's what seeing spirit is like. It's like you have to soften your mind, soften your ego, soften your gaze, soften everything to see them. And the other thing is to notice the signs. I get so many people that ask me, you know, if I get a feather, is it a sign from spirit? If I, you know, spill my coffee cup over, is it a sign from spirit? If a butterfly lands on my finger, is it a sign from spirit? If, you know, a red bag floats by. The thing that I would say is, what does it mean to you? If it means to you that that's a sign from spirit, then yeah. If you got, it's like, oh my gosh, a red bag. I was just talking about my mom and how she loved to wear red. But if it's just like a random red bag, then no, you have to be able to connect the dots and you have to see the signs, but then you can't label everything as a sign because clearly those special things, I think, is what spirit is really going to draw out and show you. So by paying attention and by being a witness and being present in your life, that's the biggest thing I can tell you, is that sometimes we really miss the things that are going on in the spirit world around us because we're so autopilot, we're so focused on being in tomorrow that we absolutely forget about where we are and to be in today. And by being in today, that's where and when you're going to receive the most signs from your loved ones. Each spirit is unique. You know, you just never know what they're going to send you, and it's going to be based on the relationship that you have with them. So if your mom is getting roses from your dad and you're getting dandelions, it doesn't mean he loved one more than the other. Just maybe you have this quirky, fun relationship with him, and maybe he joked with you than he did your mom. The biggest thing I can tell you is that when we first lose our loved ones, sometimes grief really blocks us and gets in the way of us being able to see them and hear them and feel them. Take a deep breath, get right within your soul, and then start journaling and start asking for signs, because truly, spirit is everywhere.